Hi, I'm Roger,
a voiceover artist.
This is the story of Roger, a voiceover artist.
Being a documentary voiceover artist is really tough.
Roger was keen to tell us that being a documentary voiceover artist is tough.
You get a lot of fans. You know, I mainly get recognised on the phone.
He told us that he got noticed a lot on the phone.
You know, which is lovely, of course. It inevitably leads to quite a bit of female attention.
But Roger was lying.
I never really intended to be a voiceover artist. I started out as an actor.
Roger is a terrible actor.
I mean, some people actually think I speak like this in real life. It's ridiculous. I'd sound like a right knob jockey.
Roger considered killing himself.
What?
He looked at the knife in his hand and felt the cold blade against his skin.
No, I didn't. You can't just make stuff up.
The voiceover that was narrating the documentary had cracked under the pressure of the job.
Well, who on earth are you?
Roger dragged the knife across his skin, leaving a mark but not drawing blood.
The voiceover could feel himself losing his grip on reality.
Seriously, can we stop recording now? This is getting a bit weird.
No, don't stop. This is gold.
The voiceover was clearly deluded.
The male generic documentary voiceover has a delicate ego wrought with competitiveness and backbiting.
Oh my God! Who are you?
I'm Sarah. This is my story.
No, it's my story.
No, it's my story.
Will you all just sod off? I'm the one with the knife!
Roger then killed everyone.
Ugh.